Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the current inventory shortage.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Joining me today is PacWest Commercial Realty Real Estate guru, Renee Nelson.
Hi, Marcia.
Hey, thanks for joining me today.
Yes. Okay, radio listeners, are you ready for this? Listen to this. That's you jumping off the diving board into the deep end of the pool. We're now treading water with Marcia, and we're going to hear all about what's happening with the market trends. So, Marcia, everybody knows there's a shortage of inventory, but peel back the layers of that onion and just help us understand why. Why is there so few houses on the market right now?
Well, sure. First, there's a high demand. The demand is up 20% from this time last year. I'm looking at RMLS and I'm looking at Eugene Springfield specifically. So if that's not you, make sure you get the right information for your area. But 20% up in activity and sales, pending sales in the last 3 months. And over the last 3 months, we're down 49% in inventory. So you're right. It is no small gap.
So I've known you for 20 plus years, and we've done radio for a number of years. And I've heard you say over and over, the inventory is shrinking. The inventory is shrinking. So first, remind me, what's a healthy balance market? 3 months worth of inventory?
4 to 6 months is considered balanced. So if you have less than 4 months inventory, you have not enough supply for the demand. So you've got a seller's market. If you've got more than 6 months inventory, you've got a buyer's market because there's a lot of opportunity or inventory and not enough demand for that inventory.
Okay, that's a great analogy. What would you call the market where we're at right now?
Well, we're less than 1 month of inventory. We're at 0.6, so that's about, 20 days of inventory, which is a little short, so we're a severe seller's market.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'd almost call that a scarce market.
It is a scarce market. In fact, when something does move right now, it moves at its list price. That means it was successful at its list price. It doesn't mean you can ask anything. But it also moves within 20 days of being on the market. So that is very fast. If you're a buyer, you want to get your running shoes on and be prepared to move.
I've heard of people literally having to look at a property the day it hits the market, walk through with their agent, which would be you, and then walk out in the driveway and discuss what they're going to write for an offer. True?
Absolutely. So it's a ready, fire, aim, as one of my best friends says in the marketplace right now. We've got a market where we've got the opportunities that are slim, but they are out there. And if you're prepared as a buyer, you can be successful. So if you're going to move, make sure you put strategy together and do it intentionally this year. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.